The views and opinions expressed on the following program are that of the host and their guests and do not necessarily reflect the views of CJAM FM.
CJAM 99.1 FM, keeping your radio in a constant state of redefinition and now reaching higher ground in Windsor and Detroit.
Hello, how are you doing? It's Zach Kasky,
NBA Paul Murray, Prince,
Adam Henry, and you're listening to Wind City Sports. Yo, what's good? You're listening to CJAM Radio 99.1 FM. We are now reaching higher ground in Windsor and Detroit. You're listening to Windsor's only local sport podcast. With your host, as always, Drake DeMore, this is Wind City Sports. Wind City Sports is here on CJAM every Thursday, with new episodes live at 8 p.m., replays on Mondays at 12 noon p.m., and you can hear every single one of our old shows on SoundCloud.com, CJAM.ca, now also featured on the Wii Podcast site and app, and as well, we also have a Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram account. We'll talk all about that at the end of the show, as we normally do. It is Thursday, December 21st, 2017, and it is episode 77 of Wind City Sports, our last episode of 2017. We're going to be taking next week off and possibly the week after that. Stay tuned on our social media for more information on that. But we're going to end it off strong here with episode 77 of Wind City Sports. Our Windsor Spitfires are playing right now, but they're not playing at the WFCU Center. They're playing in Sarnia right now, and as we did not get a chance to mention last week, they traded Aaron Luchuk, our captain, to Barry. In exchange, the Spits got a few picks and 6'8" center Curtis Douglas, who popped in his first OHL goal for the Spits last week at the WFCU Center. And although we don't have a hockey game going on right now at the WFCU Center, we do have our Windsor Express basketball team taking on the Niagara River Lions, probably almost halftime by now. Game started at 7 o'clock. And of course, we're going to have some Windsor Express and Windsor Spitfires news at the end of the show. That brings us to our interview portion for this episode of Wind City Sports. This week, we have former Windsor Spitfire and 2009 Memorial Cup champion with the team. It's Rob Quitt. Talk all about his junior career growing up in the GTA and then coming to the Spitfires in a trade back in 2008. Talks a little bit about playing at the Barn. And mostly talk about the 3HL, which he is now involved in. We also talk about his pro career and post-OHL career, but main focus is on the 3HL, the 3-on-3 hockey league, basically. It's a mini-tournament, obviously a 3-on-3 style of league/tournament. He talks all about it, and there's actually cash prizes involved in these tournaments. So we talk all about that organization and everything that he's involved in and has been involved with since leaving the Spitfires. So we'll get caught up with Rob Quitt in a few moments, but first we gotta take a moment to hear a quick little PSA from CJAM, the things that keep us alive to keep doing what we do, to provide all the shows that we provide, like Wind City Sports and all of our other spoken word programs and music based programs. Following that, we're gonna get right into the interview with former Windsor Spitfire Rob Quitt. So don't go anywhere.
There are so many ways to listen to CJAM FM. You can hear us at 99.1 FM on your radio dial, stream us online anytime at www.cjam.ca, or download archives from the website to take with you on your preferred listening device. You can tune in on Cogeco Cable 285 or download the U Windsor app and click on the CJAM button. But no matter how you tune in, CJAM 99.1 FM, we're reaching higher ground in Windsor, Detroit, and beyond.
Okay, cool, man. So, like I said, we just kind of want to start with your background. Just tell me a little bit about your story, like where you're from and where you grew up playing hockey, all that fun stuff.
Well, my name's Rob Quitt. I'm from Toronto, Ontario. I grew up playing in the SHA, which is the Scarborough Hockey Association. Then moved on to the GTHL, played for the EastEnders, Don Mills, and the Wexford Raiders before being drafted to St. Mike's. And from there, I went and played for the Wellington Dukes for a year and then made the jump to the OHL.
Okay. They have a strong system out there, so that's pretty cool, all the different teams that you're able to play with. Were you a Leafs fan growing up, being from the area, or who was your favorite team?
Born and raised Leafs fan.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a struggle watching the team over the last little while, but it's nice that they've made made some noise here lately. And that, you know, when I was in Windsor, I wore number 13, and that's Matt Sundin was my favorite hockey player. Okay. I don't know why I left right winger, left defenseman. I don't know why centerman. I don't know why I kind of just like really like Matt Sundin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too. I was same boat. Did you play any other sports growing up, or were you always a hockey guy?
I played soccer for a year. That didn't go so well. I did baseball. Played quite a bit of baseball and fell in love with golf at like age of 10. And I'm still a pretty avid golfer. I actually just landed last Friday from a little golf trip.
Yeah, that's great.
So golfing's my biggest hobby now.
Cool. That's really cool. And they kind of parallel each other a little bit. So that's pretty cool. So yeah, like you said, you spent some time with St. Mike's in the OHL, and then was traded to the Spits. Was it hard to leave your hometown kind of team to come to the Spitfires at the time, or were you optimistic about it?
When I first heard the news, I was a little unsure. I didn't know much about Windsor other than playing there, I think, once a year for the previous 2 years, and maybe in the Silver Stick tournament as a kid. Yeah. I didn't know much about Windsor. I was having a great time living at home. All my friends and family coming to games, but it was a new chapter. And immediately went home and kind of checked the roster and saw how good Windsor could be and ended up being. So from there on, I was excited and I got to Windsor and obviously had a great time. It was a great stage in my hockey career. Let's say that.
Yeah, I mean you came in at a really a great time for the team, really, and helped them improve to reach that first Memorial Cup. Is that a championship and the road to it, is that something that you really cherish?
Yeah, it's definitely my biggest accomplishment hockey-wise, and pretty much in life. I mean, that's quite a task to complete the Memorial Cup, not just winning your league, obviously going on to win that second trophy. So, you know, it's made for many conversations over the years, whether it be hockey players, old ex-hockey players, or friends, family, you know, even out at a restaurant, it's come up in conversation quite a bit, and I'm very proud of it.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Can you kind of sum up your time here with the Spits, like kind of on a personal level? I'm sure, like you said, you've had a lot of fun, and it's probably quite memorable for you, right?
Yeah, it was definitely memorable. I mean, I came into Windsor, first time really being too far away from home. Had a good billet family there, which I think makes a big difference. And from what I heard from all the guys, I didn't get to meet all the billets, but Windsor was pretty good for billet families. Everybody really enjoyed their billets, and that makes a kid's time away from home a lot easier. So that was my kind of my first step to getting comfortable, and then obviously the coaching staff, you know, on the ice, very knowledgeable, helped you learn, but also had fun doing it. It just made it fun coming to the rink every day, which I think, and for my mentality of playing, makes a big difference. It's just at the end of the day, it's still a game, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you got to have fun. Yeah. But yeah, so, you know, came in the first year, I got traded at the deadline, and we were still in the old rink at the time, and happy I got to play there before the next year moving to the new rink, which is absolutely amazing. Obviously fell a little short the year before, but it was a good learning curve. Ended up living in Windsor that summer, training with DJ Smith, and living with my billet family, and made a lot of good friends over that summer, and I still come down to Windsor two or three times every summer to visit.
Awesome. It's kind of ironic that we were actually talking about this. I don't know if you've seen today as we're doing this interview, they traded their captain, Aaron Luchuk, today, and they did a little interview with him, said a lot of the same things, you know, just talking about the Billet families and the connections that he's made in a town that he's not from here, obviously, right? So just kind of cool little parallel there.
Yeah.
And you also mentioned playing at the rink at the WSCU Center there. Can you just tell me a little bit about coming back to Windsor and playing there in the alumni game this past May for the Mem Cup? But it was fun to reconnect with a lot of guys and on and off the ice, whether it be, and, you know, we put in a couple goals. So I'm sure it was a fun time out on the ice too.
Yeah, it was. That was a great weekend. They did a really good job with everything. They, you know, setting the guys up in the casino and you know, doing a little banquet night with the guys and just seeing some of the guys that, you know, it's tough in hockey. You meet so many guys one year and, you know, the next year five guys are here, one guy's here, the next guy's there. It's hard to keep that connection, you know, being so far away from each other. And, you know, coming back and seeing all these guys and everybody, you know, being so friendly and just kind of, it seemed like we hadn't been away from each other for that long. It was great and pretty exciting to meet some faces that, you know, you kind of look up to, like a Joel Quinville or a Jovanovski or Adam Graves, you know, guys that I've never met. And over the years, you know, watched them play or coach. And I was a little starstruck at one point, but it was good. It was a lot of fun. What a great weekend. And I'm glad they put it on.
That's cool. You could tell the guys were having a lot of fun on the ice. You can see the little antics going on.
So
let's talk a little bit about your post-OHL career. You went on to play in the NHL and a little bit you went to play on the AHL and a little bit in the NHL, eventually moving to European leagues. Just kind of generally tell the people about your playing career after leaving the Spits.
When I left the Spits after we won the Memorial Cup, I was talking back and forth with my agent trying to find a pro contract, because when I finished hockey in the OHL, I knew it was something that I wanted to do going forward. And I was excited and happy to sign a one-year contract with Boston. I played in their farm system in Providence. Unfortunately, had a couple injuries that didn't allow me to play in as many games as I thought I would or should have. But had a great experience, learned a lot up there. And then I kind of bounced around in the East Coast Hockey League. Being a golfer, I always tried to pick the warmer teams. It didn't always work out, but spent some time in Reading, Pennsylvania, and San Francisco, Florida. So at that point, I was kind of unsure of what my hockey career had in its future. And I figured, well, everybody talks so highly about going to Europe, and my family's from Vienna in Austria. And I had an opportunity to go play in Germany, and I, you know, what better way to see the world than, you know, playing hockey and doing a little bit of traveling. So I ended up going over to a town called Kaufbeuren, a little town outside of Munich. Spent the year there. It was my first year that I hadn't ever been home for Christmas. My parents actually came over for Christmas, which was a great little surprise. And after that year, I came back for one more year in the East Coast Hockey League and played in Greenville, South Carolina. And after 7 years, decided to retire and get a real job.
Yeah. So we're going to talk a little bit about the 3HL tour, because I was going to see if you were doing anything else aside, like in hockey aside from that. But as you mentioned that a little while ago, you decided to retire. So can you just tell me about the 3HL tour and kind of how the whole thing works, and how did you get involved in this?
Yeah. So obviously when I stopped playing hockey, like most other guys, they're unsure if it's the right decision or not. It took a while for me to make that decision. I loved the game since I was a kid, and it was just a tough decision. And about 2 months after retirement, maybe a little bit longer, maybe it was August, a buddy of mine from back at Don Mills had messaged me on Facebook. I hadn't talked to him in years, and he said, "Do you want to come play in this new three-on-three hockey league?" And I said, "Sure. I mean, it sounds exciting." He goes, "Well, it's a new professional hockey league, and you get paid to play." And I said, "Come on." I didn't believe it. Sounded too good to be true. He says, "Yeah, you know, there's tournaments. There's eight teams, and you travel around kind of Ontario, and you play in tournaments. If you lose one game, you're done. If you win, your team wins money. And three short games, and you could be the champion." And at first, I kind of shook my head, and I didn't really believe it. It sounded too good to be true. And went out to a skate, and ended up playing in the preseason tournament and then in the tournament. And then I think it was our second or third tournament, we ended up winning and got this big check. And it was like, oh, this is real. Like, this guy's, you know, putting
it's a real deal.
Yeah. And, you know, for me, it's just a great way to stay competitive. You know, I play men's league a few nights a week because, you know, I still miss playing, right? So
sure.
I stay on the ice, but it's not the same. Now, this hockey, it's exciting. It's fun. It's got, you know, the competitiveness, because obviously guys are wanting to make a little extra money, and it's been a lot of fun. He's added four more teams this year. He's trying to build it even bigger. He's got a few more sponsors this year, and again, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's really cool, man. Like you said, just like yourself, I was like, is this real? Like, when I first seen it, I was like, how do I not know about this? And I just, you know, is it legit? So I wanted to kind of learn a little bit more about that. But like you said, like 3-on-3 hockey can be a lot of fun, especially with a high level of players like that. So you're really enjoying it? You're playing the games and all that stuff?
Yeah, it's great. It's a little bit tiring, I'm not going to lie.
Mm-hmm. A lot more ice, right?
Yeah, and we're playing on full-size rinks.
Yep.
So, you know, he's marketing it pretty well. You know, he's all over Facebook and all over social media. And, you know, trying to get more and more fans interested, and it's starting to pick up, and it's nice to see, because I think he's got a great idea with what he's doing, and you know, more and more guys are starting to actually believe that this is a real thing, and you're seeing the talent in this league get better and better almost every tournament. You know, eat a team lad, one guy here, one guy there, and it just continues to get better. And actually, before Ryan Wilson, Windsor guy,
mm-hmm.
Left for Finland. He actually played in an event and called me after. And it was quite a bit of fun. I said, well, he wasn't playing on my team. He was mm-hmm. on a different team. I said, if you don't end up going playing overseas next year, you know you're going to come and play with us. And he got a good laugh out of it. But, no, he enjoyed it too. So I've heard nothing but good things from all the players. And, again, I'm enjoying it as well.
That's awesome. I mean, I'm sure everyone's different, right? Like, it might have a different mentality, but being able to still be able to play at that high level and live your day-to-day life, you know, like, it's just a short little tournament throughout however long, short game, so gives you the ability to do much more than just hockey, right?
Yeah, which is nice. I mean, it's typically Saturdays. It starts around 3 and it's done by 6. So it's a short little event, a couple hours on a Saturday afternoon, and you know, we go, I think, as far as London right now. We had a tournament scheduled in Buffalo, an outdoor game, actually, that was just canceled, unfortunately, because that would have been my first outdoor game, and I was looking forward to that. But, yeah, it does. And, you know, guys, all of us, we work our real job, so it allows you to be able to do that, play some competitive hockey, and not have to worry about getting on a bus every Friday night, Saturday night, and, you know, practicing throughout the week. Although our team does practice once a week, I don't think any other teams do, but we have a good sponsor that takes care of the ice time, so we take advantage of that. And it's great.
Absolutely, that's awesome. You get the best of both worlds. Like you say, you actually get paid for it. So, what more can you want, right?
If you win,
yeah,
that's what brings the competitiveness. So
that's awesome, man. That drives you to win, right? So
yeah, exactly.
All right. Is there anyone maybe that you're playing with or against? I know you mentioned your buddy called you up to get into it, but is there anyone that you maybe have crossed paths with in your junior or pro careers that now you're seeing in the 3HL?
Yeah, there's quite a few guys.
Yeah.
I mean, if I'd have to look at all the rosters, but every team's got a few guys. Luke Caputi's playing. Theo Peckham's playing. Matt Kennedy, Chris Chatt. A lot of guys that I played throughout in the OHL or even in pro hockey.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Foy, who was my roommate in Stockton, he played a little bit in the NHL. I mean, every team's got somebody that's played some sort of pro experience, if not college. But I think every team has an ex-pro for sure.
Yeah, and college being a pretty high level too, I believe.
Yes,
so,
yes,
you know,
yes.
It kind of is a testament to the league and to the tournament, whatever you want to call it, just to show the level of play, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome. Well, I kind of hope that it touches down here in Windsor eventually. Like I said, I see it on social media, and I was like, does Windsor have a team? Like, how do I know it?
Yeah.
I don't know. So hopefully we can get that through.
The one thing, the teams are kind of, I mean, they're not the guys aren't typically from.
No. But.
You know, so which makes it good because then every team can be as competitive as they want. Right. Mm-hmm. But I mentioned to him, I said, Windsor's a good hockey town.
Oh yeah.
We should get an event. We should get an event out there. He said, well, it's a little bit far, but he says it's in the future. He sees, you know, he's expanded, as I said, this year as far as London. So he's getting further and further away, and hopefully if he continues to grow interest, then it'll be in Windsor soon. And I'd like to see that. It'll be fun to come back home and play some 3HL hockey.
Yeah, that'd be great. And it's not necessarily like, it's like a traveling thing, right? Like if they have Toronto versus London, they might have the game in Windsor, they might have it in wherever, right?
Yeah, so essentially it's just the event is held at one arena on one Saturday afternoon. All eight teams go to that rink in whatever city it is.
Oh, okay, I see. So there's multiple games throughout a day? Or?
Yep. So like if there will be one team at 3:20, then there's a flood, then I think 3:50, 4:10, and then a flood, and then the semifinals start. And again, the whole event is done in about 3 hours.
Oh, wow.
He typically has a band going too, and he does a good job. It's fun.
That's wicked. Yeah, it's a testament to the fast paced hockey, and like I said, it's fun for you guys. Probably fun for the fans to watch too, and
it's
awesome. Awesome. Well, thanks a lot, man. Thanks for taking the time to do this, and all the best.
No problem. Thanks, and have a Merry Christmas.
Okay, we're back here on Wind City Sports. We just heard from former Windsor Spitfire Rob Quitt. He was on the team for the 2009 Memorial Cup Championship out in Rimouski. So it's kind of cool to catch up with some of those guys that were a vital part of the team and, you know, were really well known around Windsor at that time. So it's cool to catch up with them. Hopefully we can do some more in the new year. And how about that 3HL that he's involved in? That seems very cool. And if you haven't seen anything about it, look it up online. Go on their Twitter. And Rob actually had the goal of the year last year. They had a vote on who had the slickest goal, and he won the vote. So check out his Twitter. It's all over there. And hopefully we'll see that pop up in Windsor in the new year or in the next season, however it works for them. That'd be really cool to see it come here to Windsor. I'm sure that a lot of people would be interested, and they'd do well. So hoping the best for that. But that's going to bring us to the next part of our episode and break down some local sports news, kicking things off with Border City Wrestling. BCW will again be holding their annual free event here at the CAW Center on University of Windsor campus. The event is set for Wednesday night, January 10th, 2018 at 7 p.m. and it will feature all of your BCW favorites, announced earlier this week, just on Monday. So stay tuned for some matchups and other things to be announced right now. I know they have Nate Mattson, along with a lot of your other BCW favorites, including Aiden Prince, who was on here on episode 67. As mentioned earlier, our Windsor Spitfires are in Sarnia right now, probably end of the second period. They're taking over our Thursday game, and the Spits are coming off a 5-1 road victory over Saginaw on Saturday. That after their shootout loss on Thursday here at the WFCU Center, at the hands of the Mississauga Steelheads. As mentioned, again, they're playing right now at the Progressive Auto Sales Center. It's actually my old stomping grounds, the first place I ever drove a Zamboni. But they also have a game tomorrow night in Mississauga against the Steelheads before returning home to the WFCU Center on New Year's Eve for an afternoon game versus the Saginaw Spirit. The game is set for 1 p.m. if you're looking for something to do during the day. As mentioned at the beginning of the show, our Windsor Express are playing Logan Stutz's former team, the Niagara River Lions, right now at the WFCU Center. The game started at 7, so it should be at least halftime by now. They're coming off a close overtime win over the Kitchener-Waterloo Titans. The final score was 117-115. Shaquille Keith was the star of the game and helped them take the win in OT. From there, they go on a long road trip, and they don't have a game at the WFCU Center until Friday, January 12th. Where they take on the Moncton Magic at 7 p.m. The University of Windsor Lancer Sports are still on a brief hiatus for the Christmas break. They return to the St. Denis Center late next week on December 28th for women's basketball action against Laval. That being game one of a doubleheader with Laval, they face off again the next day, Saturday, December 29th at 7 p.m., which is preceded by the men's team taking on Bethel College at 4 p.m. The men's hockey team has a road game on the 30th, and that will be all until the new year. That will also be all for Wind City Sports in 2017. We'll be back strong in 2018. Keep an eye on our Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram for updates and announcements. Also, want to take this time to say thank you again to everybody, to CJAM, and to everyone who listens and to We Podcast. CJAM has given me the ability to do this, and I couldn't be more grateful. Same with We Podcast. I thank them for letting me join their team and bringing the show on there, and to you, to everyone that is listening to this or has ever listened to Wind City Sports, I really thank you from the bottom of my heart. I do this all from fun, and it's all it has been. I've had a lot of fun interviewing these people. We've had some great interviewees this year. Just to name a few, we had M.H. Mahari Hagos the last 2 weeks. We had a two-part interview with him. He was fantastic. My brother Darren had a great story about going to TriStar Gym in Montreal, training with GSP and a lot of other UFC guys. We had Aiden Prince, Windsor's favorite son, Porter City Wrestling on here. We had so many great athletes, including Noel Moncom, just off the top of my head, Zach Cassian. It was just a stellar year, and I thank all those people for taking a moment to do an interview with me. And like I said, I do this all for fun. CJAM has given me the ability to do so, and I've gotten to connect and meet and just talk to some people, some athletes that never would have had that chance if it wasn't for this. So I truly thank everyone that took part in Wind City Sports in any way, and I'm looking forward to the future. Hopefully in 2018 we can make it bigger and badder than ever. And just to wrap it up again, you can find us on social media, on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Just search up Wind City Sports or the Wind City Sports Podcast. You should easily be able to find us. We're also on SoundCloud.com with every single one of our old episodes, or just simply search us on SoundCloud, as well as cjam.ca. If you're a We Podcast subscriber, you'll be able to listen and watch a little video to go along with this interview. And that's going to be all to end off Wind City Sports for 2017. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, happy new year, and smell you later.